Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
REO Speedwagon. We'll be in Madison on Friday, June 22nd, then at the Allstate Arena on Sunday, June 24th. Sammy Hagar had a charity event in San Francisco the other night. And Kevin Cronin checks something off his bucket list on the phone with us. It's our old buddy, Kevin Cronin. This was a big day for you, wasn't it?
Hey, Pete, how are you, man?
Good. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to be here. Sorry to come on at a moment, another crazy moment like this. You guys are covering that, and you guys are the pros of the news. So I'll stick with rock and roll and just send my sorrow and my to the affected people down there in Texas. It's amazing that this still keeps happening. Anyway,
Before you move on, you're a father. You have kids, and you're a guy that stands in front of thousands of people every single night. I mean, you have to be thinking about this on a regular basis.
It's pretty crazy. We actually were performing in Las Vegas on October 1st last year when the horrible shooting happened at the Country Music Festival. We were right down the street, and it was when you're actually in the location that we at the time of one of these events, it hits home a little more deeply.
Sure.
And then we had a scare at our high school about a month and a half ago. They found graffiti inside one of the girls' bathrooms, threatening graffiti, and my feeling is this: is you have to be mindful. You have to always be aware of what's going on around you. And if you see something that doesn't feel right, you have to make decisions accordingly. And at the same time, I remember on September, it must have been September 14th, of 2001, we were scheduled to play a show in Salt Lake City. And, it was a couple of days after the 9/11 event, and we weren't sure what to do. It's like it was 3 days later. All the airports in the country were still closed down. And
right.
We just thought, we could cancel this show, but maybe what we should do is just find a bus and get up to Salt Lake and be there and just see if people are ready to be, to be entertained or
right.
not. And so we took the chance and we went up there, and the place was packed with people. It was one of the most emotional concerts that I've ever done. So
I guess
what I'm getting at is that we can't let these terrorist events put fear into us. Otherwise, the bad guys win. So it's a balance that every person has to strike within themselves, and as parents, and as travelers, as entertainers, as anyone who's in the public eye,
right,
has to be aware. So, but at the same time, we can't let it determine our state of mind, and we
got to live your life. You got to live your life. Absolutely.
Yeah. But boy, I hadn't turned on the news yet today. One of your producers told me, just gave me a quick quick info about what was happening in Texas. It's incredible that it just keeps happening. So, gotta figure something out, man. Gotta figure something out.
We're talking with Kevin Cronin, lead singer of REO Speedwagon. Two shows, one in Madison on Friday, June 22nd. The second show, of course, Allstate Arena on June 24th, with 100 other shows. REOSpeedwagon.com is your website. You're a Chicago guy. We were texting this week. Today was the Walk of Fame here. It's kind of like our Hall of Fame induction ceremony. You grew up with this radio station. You grew up in this town.
I did.
And I was telling you about it, and it's just fun to see and hear about the old personalities here at WGN Radio, because it's such a rich history, and it's something that you grew up with, too.
Absolutely. I mean, well, I when I was growing up, of course, my dad listened to WGN. So I would hear, I would go down and work at his office in the summer and, sit on the Dan Ryan Expressway for the hour and a half drive that, you know, that should have taken 20 minutes.
Of course.
But it was rush hour. And I would hear, WGN radio. I hate to mention this, but I was kind of listening to Larry Lujack and Art Roberts, a little bit,
Of course.
I don't want to mention any call letters, but I was dying to hear the next Beatle record that would come out. And Chicago radio in general, WGN in particular, but Chicago radio, the thing about it was, because of the geographical situation, there's no mountains or anything, so you can hear Chicago radio stations in Iowa and in Missouri and Indiana, yeah, all over the place. So Chicago radio has always been extremely influential, not just in the Chicago area, but all around, for miles. To have my voice being on the radio in Chicago right now is, I don't take it for granted. It's something that as a kid, you dream of being on the radio,
Sure.
I just got back from San Francisco, and in the San Francisco airport right now, there's a giant exhibit in one of the terminals that is, it's about the history of radio, and it shows the first radios, and as you walk, through the terminal, you see how the actual physical radios changed and some of the microphones that were used, and, they have a whole display case of transistor radios. And I mean, I remember, man, when the first transistor radios came out, I was a kid, and man, I wanted one of those things so bad. And they had a little wire with a little earplug, so you could turn on the radio at night when your parents thought you were sleeping. And
yep.
I was waiting for the top three most requested songs on the Art Roberts show.
Of course.
So seeing that display about radio, man, it just brought me back to just my love of the radio, and I'm sure you feel that too. Just being an on air personality, being able to talk on the radio. I mean, how cool is that?
Well, I grew up in Peoria, and you could get WGN radio in Peoria, and you mentioned Larry Lujack. It's funny because my mother listened to GN, and we listened to Larry on the way to school. It's just, and Chicago's all about radio personalities. They were bigger than life, and to be able to sit here in the Allstate Showcase Studios and look at Michigan Avenue, and you've sat here with me, it's a big deal.
I have.
I mean,
it's a real big deal.
You've been on every stage in the world, and when you came in here and sat on Michigan Avenue, it's like, wow, this is fantastic, which I love.
Yeah, it really is. It really is, man. It's I'm a Chicago boy, so I used to come downtown, and I remember a couple of my buddies and I. We were in eighth grade. We had just graduated eighth grade, and our parents finally let us go downtown by ourselves. So we, to get there from Oak Lawn, you had to take a suburban bus to the 63rd Street L station, and then take an L train downtown. And we got off, and I remember we walked around downtown, and we kind of dressed like we were in a rock band, and we talked with what we thought were English accents, and we pretended we were from England all day long.
And of course,
just walking around LA, going through, going up and down the escalators at Marshall Field. And I mean, just like, I just have so many memories of Chicago. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if I told you this, but for the last year and a half now, I've been writing a book, right? And I swear to God, just when your producer called, I was writing a passage about back in 1995, I joined President Clinton for his reelection campaign, and he did a big event that was right downtown, kind of in the shadow of the Picasso, in front of the right in the loop there. And,
right, Daley Plaza.
Mayor Daley spoke, and Dick Durbin spoke, and I played a couple songs on acoustic guitar, and then President Clinton came out and gave his speech, and I was literally just writing that passage and remembering the thrill that I had of, you know, walking out on that stage and thinking about all the little clubs on Lincoln Avenue that I used to play, and then here I was like 20 years later on stage with the President of the United States. Yeah, it was mind-numbing for sure. Pretty cool.
Kevin Cronin on the phone with us, REO Speedwagon playing the Allstate Arena on Sunday, June 24th. I just want to mention real quick, the other night you played Sammy Hagar's charity benefit in San Francisco, and you sang with the Grateful Dead. Is that right?
I got to sing a song with Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead on stage at the Fillmore West. So that was just, and it just happened real organically. He just started playing the song, and I recognized it from playing the clubs on Lincoln Avenue in Chicago. And I just knew the harmony part, a song called Friend of the Devil. And so that got me an introduction to Bob, and we hit it off. And it was a pretty amazing night. A lot of great music, for a great charity as well.
I love that. And I'm sorry we're short on time, but are you coming to town a day early when you're at the Allstate Arena on Sunday, June 24th?
That is a good question. I would have to consult with my superior to find out exactly what I'm doing. But if I can get there early, I always do, because I like to visit my dad out in Oakland, who still lives in the same house I grew up in, you know, which is a great thing.
God, that's wonderful.